Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
It's wonderful to have you both on the show this morning. So tell me, how did you two get involved with the Big Lift?
I'll let Ruby go first.
Thank you. I would like to start by letting you know that my name is Ruby.
Sorry, I must have written that wrong. Sorry, no my bad.
So when I got involved in the Big Lift in 2019, which was like 17 years ago at this point, was I just transferred to UTS from Wollongong, and it was just something I found on the UTS website. It looked cool, and I jumped on board, and it was the most amazing community that I've ever joined at a uni, and it drew me in, and here I am 17 years later. You know, that was my story. What about you, Ali?
Well, I found out about the Big Lift pretty much like in my second year of uni, so going back to like 2018, through a friend who was on the organizational committee at the time, and she had been talking about this campus society group for like the last year, and she was pretty much just encouraging me for a whole year to go on the trip. And it sounded really bizarre at first, like 80 students, 9 days, all strangers on this bus. And I was like, yeah, why not? Let's give it a go. And yeah, like Ruby said, it was an incredible experience. And yeah, like a community I've never really had a similar experience meeting people in that same way. And yeah, it was awesome.
That sounds awesome. Some of the best people you find at uni is through groups like this. So what does your itinerary look like?
Do you want to take us through that?
Yeah. So over the 9 days, we spend 5 of them volunteering at each town. So the way it kind of works is, at least for this year, we take off on Saturday morning, and then we head to a town that's about 3 hours away. And then we spend that afternoon kind of getting to know the town, meeting the townspeople, running through just like fun activities with the 40 students on each bus. The next morning, we kind of set out again just to do some volunteering at that town. And then we hit the road again and make it to a different town that's about 3-4 hours away the next day. And we basically do that for 5 days straight. And then we end up in Surfers Paradise with everyone, both buses. And that's kind of just like a fun little getaway for the weekend. And then we head back down on the second last day. So yeah, it's pretty crazy. We do like 4 hours of volunteering in the morning, bit of a lunch, and then just, yeah, hit the road.
Oh my gosh, sounds jam-packed. So what are some of the volunteering projects that you guys do?
This is a question that we always get asked. And as I was saying, this is a question we always get asked. And it's there's a lot of mulching. There's a lot of mulching, gardening, fixing fences. Like in 2019 when I went as a participant, there was about 1 kilometer's worth of fencing at a local golf course that needed to be ripped out because they'd just not had the resources to do it, and it was pissing down rain for about 4 hours, and we were just there going from this one fence pole to one fence pole to another, pulling it out. A lot of shed cleaning. We've built lots of gardens. We've cleaned out we've repainted and built school playgrounds for the kids, because we're going during school holidays, and when they come back after their little break, they're just like, wow, there's this whole new repainted playground that we can play in. And it's really great to just get out there and help out when we can.
Oh wow, it seems like you need a green thumb, a strong back, and a iron sense of personality to get through it all. So if some of our listeners are listening in and they're interested, so how can people get involved for the following years to come?
Well, we have, aside from this big trip that we're doing, we've got a whole lot of other events happening throughout the year. Our smaller versions of the Big Lift, they're called the Little Lift. And we're running 4 this year. We've run 2 last semester. We'll be running 2 next semester. One will be in September and one will be later in the year, which are like little weekender trips. All of our information is, provided on our social media, The Big Lift on Facebook or at The Big Lift on Instagram. We've also got a TikTok, but I don't really know much about that. we run a whole lot of volunteering events. Come along, meet people, join in, jump on board, as we say, you know. Ali, do you have anything to add?
I was going to say, if anyone's interested in the winter trip, obviously we'll have applications opening earlier next year. But yeah, no, it's a great opportunity. And I think anyone who is at UTS or at uni, it is valuable, no matter like what degree you're doing or like what your background is. It's a very open and diverse space for everyone to kind of join.
That's awesome. And if you're not at uni, is there any way that people can financially support you guys as well?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. We always looking for
We run mostly through the grace of our sponsors, because obviously it's a big endeavor and it costs a fair bit of money, and any financial support that we can get from anyone is brilliant. Like in past years and this year, the uni, various faculties within the uni supports us financially, as well as Activate UTS and other external sponsors as well. So if anyone does want to get involved, just please drop us a line on our email, president@biglift.org. Please, we shall accept anything, any help that you can give us.
From one volunteer organization to another, congratulations on coming back after COVID and good luck on your trip. I hope you all have fun. It sounds awesome and amazing. Definitely something that I think some of us here at 2SER might get involved with over the coming years.
Sure. Yeah, for sure. Thank you so
much. Thank you so much for having us. It's been fantastic chatting with you guys. Thank you.
It was wonderful to have you both on the show as well.